Okay, we are joined by the winner of tonight's Lucas Oil 150, and that is the driver of the number 18 Safe Light Autoglass Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports, Chandler Smith. Chandler also won the 2021 Sunoco Rookie of the Year with his 60-point performance today, clinched that with the victory. So congratulations, Chandler, on a great night and a great season. Maybe just open up for with some overall thoughts on tonight and your Sunoco Rookie of the Year winning campaign.
Yeah, overall, we unloaded today, got out on the racetrack, and was really good. Our Safe Light Autoglass Tundra topped off P2 right off the bat, was really comfortable, but was here in 2019 and kind of fought the same thing and had a little experience under my belt and also some good notes to base off of. And as the track gets rubbered up and it gets hotter, it's kind of like a misconception, I guess you could say, that first practice is. It's just to get everything dialed in and know how many we go off of number scale, how many numbers we're going to have to free up to be good for the race ultimately. So we didn't get a mock run in, and I told my crew chief, Danny Stockman, how many numbers freer we honestly needed to be from the end of practice to qualifying for us to be good for qualifying. And obviously we were pretty solid in qualifying, so gave us a good direction as far as pre-race adjustments and where we needed to go to be really good tonight.
Thank you for that. If you have a question for Chandler, please raise your hand. We'll get the mic to you. We'll start over here in the front.
David Swope, ESPN Radio. Chandler, before the race, I noticed that Kyle Busch put his head in your car and talked for a little while. Can you talk a little bit about what that conversation involved?
Yeah, he was just giving me some advice about, you know, dirty air situations, what to do, search for clean air, where to go, where he knows there's grip on the racetrack that most people don't go, especially if they're in clean air. So that's about what that conversation was like.
Go here to Dominic.
Dominic Cotto, going with the racing experts. Chandler, what are you going to remember most about this battle with Sheldon Crean getting your second victory of 2021?
How much respect we had for each other. We were able to race extremely hard without touching, and I guess driving each other ultimately dirty, playing air games and this, that, and other. And I'm sure the fans loved it. I don't know. You guys can be the dictate on that, but I felt like we put on a really good show for that first stint or whatever it was, and we raced really hard, and I'm sure it was pretty exciting. I know it was for myself, but we did it in a clean way, and the series hasn't had that this whole season. It's been really dirty. So I was really happy to see that we were racing that clean with each other, and it just made me really happy because it reminded me as a kid of watching NASCAR and Cup on Sundays and seeing that respect between drivers.
Go to Daniel, and then go up to the press box and Zach and Bob.
Daniel McFadden, FrenchChurch.com. Chandler, like, can you describe what it was like for you to do the dual burnouts with Ben on the front stretch, what that moment was like for you?
Yeah, I was just doing a burnout. I knew that was going to be my last one of the year because I race super late models on the side of this, and I'm not going to do a burnout in a super late model, especially with how much it costs. Granted, it costs a lot to do these, but we have a whole off season, and I still got two more races and really big crown jewel races in that deal. So I made sure I made it count, but I've never really been a part of a dual burnout per se. I wish we were doing a single burnout and we made it here on points and all, but hey, still ended up showing our speed and showed how good we would have been if we did make it.
Are you familiar at all with Ron Hornaday Jr., Jack Sprague's dual celebrations back in the 90s?
I think that's a little past my time.
All right.
Okay. I'm only 19, 2002.
we'll go up to upstairs to a question.
This is Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that. Sorry. When you're working your way around the 99 there, I guess you were going to, you kind of sailed it off into turn three and four, but really held your line as he was going off the track. Were you worried about being a factor in the outcome of the championship at all? Because you race, as pointed out, you race clean all night long, no matter which truck you were passing or getting, or you were around.
Yeah, I just, I try to put on, I wouldn't necessarily say an example, but I race others the way I like to be raced. But if somebody starts racing me really aggressively early on or doing stuff that I feel like it's not necessarily, I do it back, or I remember and I pay you back later on down the road for sure. But I try to give everybody a break and race clean, and because I feel like that's what the sport was kind of built off of and why it was so exciting, because all these guys were able to race each other really hard without being dirty and just booting a guy out of the way and getting on with their business. I actually race side by side for laps and laps without, I mean, touching is all good, but there's a fine line of just going in there door slamming people too. So that's kind of the way I approached tonight. Just I was going to be I wasn't ever really going to be aggressive. I felt like our truck was good enough to where I'd never had to be aggressive. We weren't in a position to be extremely aggressive like we were at Martinsville. So our goal was just to go out here and win.
Zach Sternegal, the front stretch. Chandler, going back to the burnouts, was it awkward at all? Was it? Because, you know, Ben's trying to celebrate his championship moment, but you're trying to celebrate your race win. What's that? Does that thought come into your mind? Like, should I be doing this right now?
No, that thought didn't come to my mind. So I got out and I looked over. I was like, well, this is kind of awkward. And he's got his whole team there. My team's in victory lane. My right rear tire's flat. And I don't know if they want me to drive on this flat tire or not. But, I mean, was it a good burnout at least? I haven't seen a video. Was it a pretty good burnout? All right, good. That's good. That makes me happy then. So it was worth it.
Bob?
Bob Packers, Fox Sports. What do you think this playoffs for you does for you next season, just as far as trying to go for a championship?
I definitely think it doesn't make me look bad. We had our ups. We had some bad luck, but ultimately we had a lot of speed, a lot of consistency. So that looks good for myself. It looks good for Danny. It looks good for Safelite, Toyota, and all. So just building blocks.
Go right here.
Luis Torres, the podium finish. Of course, when you were climbing up the ranks, you were very successful. And, of course, the past couple of years have been very challenging. How gratifying is it to end the season with two wins, just knowing how difficult it has been in this past season?
It's been really good. I'm a driver that likes to work on their stuff in practice. And being a rookie racing trucks, I don't know how many starts I have. I think I'm in the 20s or whatever, but I don't have much experience in these cars or trucks, per se. And being able to have practice, even if it's just 30 minutes or so, is big for guys like myself. Just being able to go out there and do trial and error. Like I said, Danny Stockman, we're still freshly green with each other. We've never really had we don't have testing. We have the simulator. And at the end of the day, some things don't always translate over to the racetrack as it does on the simulator, per se, I guess you could say. But with that being said, practice is really valuable. It showed today for us that it was really valuable. And hopefully looking forward to having more of it next year.
Davey.
Hey, Chandler. Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Luis was kind of mentioning it, but, you know, you had an up-and-down season up until the playoffs, and then you won twice in the last five races. And then next year, as you mentioned, more practice. Would you attribute the kind of bump towards the end of the season, just the more experience in these trucks, and then today specifically to having that short practice, was it that valuable?
Yeah, I think experience plays a big role, but also the practice plays a big role too. In my early career, when I first ever started truck racing, we had practice. Iowa, for instance, it was a short track that I had I had one race under my belt in an ARCA car, but went out there and set top of the charts, qualified on the pole, and led that whole first stage or whatever. We had a bad day. We ultimately had a bad day, but we were really good. But that's what practice does for drivers like myself. It lets us get acclimated and get that feel that we want in that truck, per se. These crew chiefs, we're new to them. I'm new to them. And it takes races. It takes a lot of experience and practice for them to learn their driver and get what they want.
We have one over here. There we go.
Cameron Richardson, the Richardport Chandler. This is now, you've had four overall starts here at Phoenix. You have two wins, and when you didn't win, you finished third. So what's cooking for you at this track?
Man, I don't know, to be honest with you. I just got through telling my wife. I was like, dang, Phoenix has been good to me. Like, I guess it fits my driving style because it drives a lot like a short track. It is a short track, in my opinion. But, I mean, last year, for instance, we were way, way, way off. We were not good by any means, and we ended up being at the right place at the right time and finishing third. And I was like, I even told him when I got, I was like, we should not have finished third. So Phoenix has just been good to me. The feelings are mutual, though. I like Phoenix.
Any final questions for Chandler? All right. Oh, we'll wrap it up with Daniel over here.
So what's your plans for the off season? How are you going to be celebrating this two-win season for yourself?
Unfortunately, I don't think I have such thing as an off season. I'm still going to be racing all the way to December 4th, and then I'll have probably about 2.5, maybe 3 weeks of, I guess you could say, off season. But I'll get started back racing my super late model pretty early.
All right. Chandler, congratulations on an outstanding night and great season. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the time.